Once again, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer on this Lord's Day. Psalms 29 reads like this. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temples doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Let us pray. Our most holy Lord and Savior, we thank you for this opportunity to come into your house, to sing praises to thee and read your holy scripture. We ask your protection, blessing, and healing upon the church family and upon our nation. We ask you to pour wisdom upon our leaders and our elders, and we pray that your will be done. We ask for blessings upon all those who listen to this service and who listen to Brother Benny's service. We thank you, Holy Father, for all that you do, and we glorify thee in all that we can. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkness night, his light will shine. God is good all the time. If you're walking through the valley and there are shadows all around, do not fear, he will guide you, he will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you, nor forsake you, and his word is true. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkness night, his light will shine. God is good all the time. We were sinners, so unworthy. Still for us he chose to die. Filled us with his Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify that his love is everlasting, and his mercies, they will never end. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkness night, his light will shine. God is good all the time. Though I may not understand all the plans you have for me, my life is in your hand, and through the eyes of faith I can clearly see. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkness night, his light will shine. God is good, God is good, God is good, God is good, he's so good all the time.
Oh Lord, my God, when I
I in awesome wonder consider all thy worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars and I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. 'Cause then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. I have a loving Savior up in glory land. I don't expect to stop until I with him stand. He's waiting now for me in heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Thank you.
remember to keep our church family in our prayers. Let us also pray for wisdom, strength, and healing upon our elders. Should any of our church family be in need, please reach out to the elders, Benny, or the deacon, and we will do all we can as the good Lord allows. Today we're going to start in Deuteronomy, chapter 31, verse 8. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Psalms 23:3. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Psalms 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalms 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalms 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalms 94, verse 19. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Psalms 125, verse 2. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 26. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Revelations 1, verses 17 through 18. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Once again, God's scripture has reminded us that he is in control. If he is in control and you are his child, what do you have to fear? Continue to pray for our country, our leaders, and for one another, as James says in James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray.
Are you alone? Are you afraid? Do you face trials and tribulations? Are you being persecuted? Friend, in these dark times, it's easy for any one of those to be you. But us, as the children of God, have the strength and the courage and the faith to know that God is with us through all these things, that He will strengthen us, that He will help us through every trial. Please help us as we move forward, Father, to remember that You are right here beside us, that Jesus walked this earth and died for our sins, that we might get to spend eternity with You. We ask, Lord, for Your encouragement, for Your strength through this week. Please help us to be that light on the hilltop. We pray Your blessings upon this church, this community, for our nation. We pray, Lord, that You lead us all in the good and right way and that You give us the courage to follow through with it. We pray that You please forgive us of our many sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this side. For I'm a part of the family of God.